PWA. Can I get somebody to help me out with a new antenna radio check, audio check?
WJ is sounding real clear.
Thank you, sir. How is the audio? Is it solid or does it need to be adjusted?
Your audio sounds real good to me. I think you've got a real good frequency response. It's very clear. There's no white noise on it at all. Sounds really good.
Fantastic. I was really hoping for something really, really good because this new antenna is a Comet GP15 tri-band. And the 2 meter portion of it, the stick, is 8 feet. So I was really hoping for some pretty good results on it.
Sounds pretty solid in the repeater. Now, just as you were talking, I heard just a little bit of noise, but it's not much. I think you're pretty solid into the repeater.
Good deal, good deal. Let me give you 5 seconds of dead key, and see what you hear in the background.
Okay, I hear just a little bit of noise, but it's not much, and you're very clear. I mean, it's no problem copying.
Great. All right. Well, this is Steve on this end, and I'm 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road in Spartanburg County.
I heard some noise coming in. I don't know. You're not mobile, right? This is a basin antenna? Noise I'm hearing, I don't think that's you. I think that's from the repeater because as I let off the PTT and just heard the little tail there on the repeater, that was the noise I think I'm hearing. So that's either the repeater or that might be on my end. So I think you're doing just fine, Steve. The name here is Randy.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. And this tri-band antenna also has 6 meter FM built into it. So I'm going to jump over to 6 meter and see if I can hit the repeater over on Cedar's Head. So listen, bud, I really appreciate that. You have a good evening, and if you're mobile and home, be careful out there. The wackos are loose. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
All right, Steve, fine business. It sounds like that antenna's doing the job. Yeah, I need to get something for 6 meters. I've got a rig that does 6, and I understand there's a repeater up now, so I guess I'm going to have to get something for it. Good to talk with you, Steve. 73 WD4LUJ clear.
Before you go, can I recommend an antenna?
Sounds like you got a good one.
Hey, man. If it is physically, you know, in size, okay for you, this antenna is 8 feet tall, has 3 radials, and, man, I'll tell you what, I just triggered the repeater on 6 meter a minute ago, and, I mean, it was solid clean into it, and I want to see if I can't find somebody to give me a report over there in just a minute. But, hey, it was $159, and the blooming thing is 8 feet long, and it is, if it's doing this well, I'm going to be a happy camper. So there's your recommendation, a Comet GP15. It'll cover 2 meter, 440, and your 6 meter.
Well, it sounds really good on this end, Steve. I will think about it because I got to get something for that. I really like the lower frequencies. I played around with 10-meter FM years ago, and now that the bands are coming alive again, I know that that's going to be good. So, yeah, it sounds real good. I'll catch you again later. I may have to get one of those. WD4LUJ, 73.
73s. And one other quick thing. The guy that put the repeater on Caesar's Head says within the next 6 weeks he's going to be making some major, major range improvements. So I'm looking forward to that. All right, KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Breezy M9.
W4DJW, Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey.
Any other station on frequency? This is W4DJW.
How you doing, Dave? Who
was that? I had a button pressed wrong there for a second. Say it again.
KN4BWA. How you doing, Dave?
Oh, I'm doing good. I thought EchoLink was on there, so I pressed the EchoLink button, which takes away from the real stuff, and then it brings back up EchoLink again. But anyway, doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm finer than frog here. How does this new antenna sound? How's my audio?
It is very, very good. Are you on that same radio that had the mic gain set at 100?
Oh, no. This is a Yaesu FT8900R, and it's a dual VFO, and I've got the 6-meter repeater and Caesar's head showing up. And the reason I was asking is because I have got a new Comet JP15 tri-band antenna up there that covers my 6-meter, my 2-meter, and my 440, all in one stick that's 8 feet long with radials. So I was just curious how it was doing. How am I making it into the repeater? Let me give you 5 seconds of dead key.
It sounds full-scale, full quieting. Couldn't be any better if you tried. And so 100% dead, well, I can't hear a little bit of something, but that could be on my end, too, on my antenna. I do hear a little bit of noise, but it's not you, and it could be the repeater. But, I mean, you're as much as can be expected in a really good base station setup. How's that?
I appreciate that. Worked pretty hard on this tower. Pretty much got it squared away. I just got to do the final anchor on the plate on the base, put the bolts back in it, and then I've got to stow away the winch, and I'm pretty much finished. I did get something on that 6-meter band as far as SWR that I've never seen before. I tried to tune it absolutely by the instructions and by all the guidelines and by everything that I could dig up because I didn't want to put it up there but one time. And while it was on the end of the tower, I got a 1.26. Okay, that's fine. But when I got it up in the air at the top of the tower, I got a 1.09. I've never had that before.
Well, that's good because I got a 3. I built an antenna, and it was high, and I kept trimming. I'm thinking to myself, I can't continue trimming off of this thing. It's going to be way undersized. But I trimmed probably a foot off of it by the time I got it down to 3-1. It was 12-1. I don't know. I did something wrong. I got to start over with another antenna. But I can bring it in. I can bring it up with my handheld. I found the tip that you replace on the end of the little, in fact, my 2-meter tip is right here on my desk. My 6-meter tip is on the radio. And I can walk over to one of the windows in the bedroom or in the bathroom, which faces Paris Mountain, and I can key it in that window, and it'll bring up the repeater. But if I'm in the office just that far away, it won't bring up the repeater.
Okay, and that's on your HT?
Yeah, that's on the HT. And then the mystery antenna will bring it up. That's not a problem. But it's horizontally polarized. I got to build a bazooka. I built a Slim Jim. I've never had a Slim Jim, so I tried out a Slim Jim. Slim Jim is kind of like a 450-ohm ladder line J-pole, except it's got the other leg. So I tried that, and it didn't work. So I've either got there's a guy over in the UK that has a website that gives you plug in the frequency you want and you build it per his specs and it works. I did have to convert from metric to English, but that wasn't a problem. I did all that in a spreadsheet, but it didn't work the way he said it would work. And it could be, you know, too much metal in my location or whatever.
Any one of a number of different things. Well, I am hoping. Now, when I key up over on that 6 meter, when it tones back to me, it is absolutely clear. So I hope I'm making it into that repeater from over here. So anyhow, we'll give that a try later on. So what are you checking out now? Say that again.
Where did I check what out?
You were checking a piece of experiment out there on this.
No, I was switching over between EchoLink and RF. My audio mixer switches over. It's one or the other. It's not both, because if it's both, EchoLink has a delay, and it sounds like you're at an auto auction, you know, or at the racetrack.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, I talked to Patrick this afternoon. He gave me a pretty good report on the 857, said it sounded better. So, anyhow, I still got a little bit of playing to do, but it's getting there. It's getting there pretty quick. Well, so are you out and about, or are you at home, or what?
No, I'm at home. I'm in the ham shack at home. I lost my mic. I switched desktops, and I dragged my mic across all the desktops with me. And there was Windows on that desktop, and it was buried under. I had to dig to find it, but I found it. That's what the delay was there. Now I'm at home. I'm in the shack at home.
Okay. Well, do you want to go ahead and try that 6 meter? Are you in a position to do that?
Yeah. Give me a few minutes to grab a screenshot. I got to grab a screenshot and send it off, and then I'll be ready. Give me about 5 minutes. W4DJW.
Hit me right here on the 2 meter, and then we'll. All I got to do is push one button, and I'm over there. So, all right, go do your thing. I'll be listening.
JWKI4DOS.
Hey, Gary. W4DJW.
Hey, Dave. I know you and Steve were going over 6 meters. I thought I'd holler at you and see how you were doing this afternoon.
I am doing good. Drawing lines on a map. just trying to figure out my angle over to Paris Mountain. From where I think it's 270 degrees from me. I'm just trying to get that line drawn on the map.
But I am. I can see it, but I haven't tried to look to see what the direction is. But that's something I may do. What have I got to do? I've got to do a lot of stuff. I've been out here working on my stuff today. I haven't got that much accomplished, but you know how that goes. You start on something, and you have to stop and do something else.
I get that. You pick it up with Gabriel, and I'm going to go back hunting on the map. I lost my place. Anyway, pick it up with Gabriel, and I'm going to be hunting and pecking over here on the map. W4DJW.
Lost that yard is where it was, so I'm pretty sure it'll be in good shape. But we'll wait and see on that. I'll let you go so you can get back over there and talk to Steve. And, hey, Steve, if you're listening, I hope you have a good day. I got to get outside and clean up. And I just came in to check out my 8010 and turned on the 2 meter and HF. Heard you and Steve talking, and we've got a guy's talking on 3915. So about 50 minutes or so, I'll check in with them. And then be here for the net a little bit later this evening. Y'all take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, Dave. Thanks for the comeback. W4DJW, KI4DOS.
All right, Gary. Good talking to you today. Tell Miss Joy we said hello and catch you on the net tonight. KI4DOS, W4DJW, clear.
Hearing already? Jesus Christ. Can't be pointing anymore.
I thought I heard Gabriel in there as I was walking out of the room. Gabriel, that's you, KI4DOS. Gabriel, you don't seem to be holding the repeater all of a sudden.
I see you right. Bye. I'll call you later.
Good. Talk to you in a bit. KB4NC, KI4DOS.
My problems with Alex's application. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.